Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
What if the book you've been meaning to write could become the smartest client-attracting asset in your entire business?
Hey everyone, I'm Kirsten and my lovely co-host Jeannie Wilson. We're so excited to have you here today for Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. We bring experts on to help you grow your business. And today I'm over the moon excited about having Shauna here. Shauna is going to talk to us about how writing a book can help you build your authority and your expert in your industry. And it's a great way to get yourself out there and to market your business. So Shauna, thank you so much for joining us today.
Today's episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass. If you've been avoiding your finances and promising yourself you'll deal with it later, you're not broken, you're normal. Join us for a free live masterclass to learn a simpler way to bring clarity and relief. Visit lessmathmoremoney.com and we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you. This is a pleasure. I'm really happy to be here.
I always love asking, what led you down the path of helping people write books?
Oh, I have a passion for books since I was a little girl. I would love to read. And then I wanted to write and I dabbled in it over the years. And finally, I got to a point where I had been struggling with time and I had learned so many life lessons around time. And so I wrote my first book more as a passion to help other people that were struggling with it to find some of the things that I found that helped so much. And once I put that together, that started things. And I've published two books at this point, and I've got three more that are like partly done. And it's been such an interesting journey. But my background was in project management, and I am like a detail nerd. It's the nitty-gritty details. And I've joked with friends about, I want to write the book that's the 197 steps to get published, because I self-published and there were so many pieces of what to do. There were so many elements that would be easy to miss. And so I wanted to help others get their books out there. And in the business world, because I've always been an entrepreneur, I realized that there's so many ways that a book can help a business. And people that have a book about their business, about their expertise, they get on stage, they get more clients. And so I wanted to help them in particular, because I would get questions from people once they learned I'd written books and published, and they said, how do you do that? And I love to help. I love to share what I've learned. So that's what got me started.
I love that. And you don't really think about it, but a book, though a lot of work, I'm sure, is an asset that's working for you 24 hours a day for years and years to come. And you obviously have the opportunity to go on podcast and talk about your book and go on different stages. So I love that. So what was, when you first started helping people write their books, because that's a learning curve too, right? Helping people. What was your biggest aha moment when you're working with business owners?
I realized a lot of them just didn't even know where to start. And because I have such a passion for writing, I joined this one group and they had come out with some software. And because I was a member of their company, obviously you join, you get a membership. And I came across some great software they put together that helped you actually do an upfront analysis of what the client would be looking for when they're looking for a book on the topic that you're writing. And that combined with the client research, it would actually dig right into so many things about clients. It's like about, you've got your typical client research and avatar, but if you ever want to write a book on, I don't know, building an airplane, whatever your topic is, you can go out and you can find hundreds of books on that topic. And a lot of times it's what makes mine different. But the nice thing about things like Amazon is there's all those reviews. And so it goes in and it rather than going through and having to read everybody's review and saying, what did they like about this book? What did they hate? How can I do it better than all the other books combined? And so with this software, I can start right there and generate 10, 15 page report with all those answers. And that gives you a place to start. And then generating the blueprint, your vision of the book, the client analysis, all together, you bring those pieces together and you develop an excellent blueprint where basically from there it's paint by number. And then from there, it's the rest of the pieces. I've got a 6-step strategy for getting through all those different pieces, but number one is getting started.
Yeah, researching the topic, just like you said. So do you recommend that people go to Amazon first, or do you recommend that they maybe, I don't know, survey their audience and see what people are looking for? What's really the very first step?
There's a couple ways to do it. My fast start method just makes it really easy because you answer a few questions, you get all the answers. If you want to do the thorough research, there's a number of ways to do it. Everybody's got a little different method. If a book has 500 reviews on Amazon, it's not like you're going to want to sit there and read through all the reviews. But looking at Amazon will give you an idea of can inspire your own titles by looking at what other people have used for titles. Because a title is one of the most important pieces. People do judge a book by the cover and what's on the cover. And the title is what either attracts or repels.
I love your idea of having you use a tool to do that research. Because I think if I went to Amazon and really dug in to do research about writing a book on a certain topic, it may make me think I don't want to write a book. Oh, like you said, there's so many books out there. But having someone who says, no, let's find all the holes. Let's find all the missing pieces. Let's find the misunderstandings that people have about this topic, so that your book can answer all of those things. I love that tool. That's an amazing jump start for anyone who wants to write a book, is just to have you be able to do that for them.
Right.
Yeah. If you think about it, as far as a business owner goes, we know it's a great tool to have to market ourselves and to attract our ideal clients, but most of us are really busy. And I'm really excited right now, but I'm excited about 2026 because I think more and more people are realizing that we deserve and we need support in our business. And we don't necessarily want another course or program that shows us always how to do something. We're at a place where we want done for you or done with you. And that's the type of service you're offering. And I think that's a game changer because now you have accountability, but you also have someone who has the expertise and all these tools that can fast track it. So that for me would make it something that would be much more easy to think about adding to my goal list. Because again, I think doing something with someone else and having someone else's expertise gives you the time to do it because you're not spending all your time doing all the research and trying to figure it all out. That's already been done for you. So I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it definitely helps just getting you jump started.
Yeah. So once someone writes a book and it has to do with their business, what do you encourage them to do with it? Like, how do they attract their ideal clients? Obviously, it's the title and the cover imagery. How do you get that in front of them? What's the best ways?
Oh, yeah. That marketing is such a huge topic. You did mention getting on podcasts, things like that. Definitely getting on stages. Actually, once you've written a book and people realize it, they'll be inviting you to stages. I had that happen to me with my first book, and it was an amazing experience. I'm not a person to get on stage and talk, but it was well received in the audience, and I really enjoyed the process. But marketing starts actually the day you decide on what your topic is. And if you can just, especially with social media, if you can be out there and just start sharing. Now, this is something I didn't do myself with my first two books that I published. I've not been a fan of social media, and I didn't even know about this. This is something I learned later. But if you actually can get out there right away with the start and say, I'm about to write this book. And if you take people along the journey with you, get them engaged in the process. And it's like, even ask, do you like this title? Or that title better. Start getting some involvement and engagement. So marketing is something that starts right off the bat and it goes way beyond your publishing date. So many pieces to marketing, and we cover some of that in, I have basically a book project management program. So it's like I help you manage all these pieces as you go through the whole process.
I wouldn't even really have thought about asking people, what title do you like best? So that is a huge help. Not only are you helping them write the book, but you're also helping them start laying the foundation to make that book really successful. And again, as a business owner, our time is one of our most valuable assets. And if you're going to write a book, I think it makes so much sense to have a marketing strategy going hand in hand with the process. And to be honest, we've interviewed a lot of people about writing books, and you're the first person I've ever heard have this approach. What about you, Jeannie?
I have heard something along those lines, but I just think it's such a great idea because we all love storytelling so much. And you're bringing people on the journey, like you said, but you're also getting them personally involved. you're saying, hey, do you like this or that? And then when the book comes out, they're going to be like, oh my gosh, I had something to do with this. They feel a little ownership. Is that what you find?
That really helps. The other process that's used in the marketing strategy is what's called an ARC process. It's an advanced reader copy. And this is where you get people that actually want to help. They want some feedback from people before they get feedback from the broad public. And so they'll find, some people that would like to take a look at the book, sneak preview, and read it beforehand and provide some feedback. And because they've read the book, and this you do at a certain point in the process, you want to have it pretty much done at this point, but you send them an advanced reader copy and get their feedback and their input. But you're also going to invite them to do a review when you launch, because Amazon, for one, if you get a lot of reviews, you'll get a little more promotion, a little more visibility on Amazon. And if you can get a whole lot of reviews right up front when your book is fresh and new, that's when you're going to get the best result. So the ARC process is quite detailed, and it's nice to have systems in place, which I didn't before. But with my next book, I'm going to really get to utilize that process.
And I think that's so awesome. And as you're helping clients, Jeannie and I always say that as we work with our clients, we learn so much of how to tweak things and how to do things better. And our clients often ask us things, and we're like, that's a great question. Let's integrate this into our process. So I'm sure as you're working with clients, you're learning a lot from them. If you could tell any business owner out there who has this desire, this spark, or they've been thinking about it, if you were to tell them anything about moving forward with a book for 2026 and making that part of their strategy, what would you tell them?
Be patient with yourself. It's like sometimes we put deadlines on ourselves that are just not realistic, and it's good to have deadlines. Be gentle with yourself, but keep moving forward. It's so great to have an accountability partner, because it's so easy to just let the book sit on the shelf half done. And that's actually one of the reasons that I put together a summit. It was a great summit with a lot of fabulous people. There was so much information. I'm going to be doing it again in 2026, and so maybe a few times, because the wealth of knowledge that's out there, and people aren't getting that knowledge. And it's like I said, I love to share what I've learned, and I'm even learning during my summit with new practices. So I'm learning as well.
Love that. I have a question, like a tactical question, if you will. Do you encourage your clients to charge for the book or to give it out free as like a free lead magnet? Or do you encourage them to say, a lot of people will say, oh, you can buy my book, you just pay for the shipping and handling, which is basically paying for the book. I don't know if you have a thought on those options.
It depends on what your focus is and what you're trying to do with the book. So if you're just looking to get a whole lot of book sales, that's a whole different strategy than if you're using your book to promote your business. If you're using it to promote your business, there's always the free PDF, which is one way to do it to keep your own costs down. But always carry your books with you. And if someone says, oh, can I buy one of those? It's have a nice just round price point that you can sell it to them. Also have it to just hand out. So if having a conversation with them, you get that they're a real potential client for you. It's here, this is a book that might help you gain some more information on what you're trying to figure out, and I can help you with that. So it depends. It's not a one size fits all.
Yeah, and I guess even for one person, you could do different things with it, right? You could sell it, or you, like you said, you could use it. I don't think it has to be, again, any one of those. You could probably use all three of them on the same book strategically.
Yes. And one of the nice things too with Amazon is you can sell your Kindle at $0 for a limited period of time at recurring intervals. And so that's one way, if you've got a nice email list with your clients and prospects on it, then you can say, today you can get my free book. And you just do it for a couple of days here and there. And it's one way to get the book out there as well.
Yeah, using it as a lead magnet. That's awesome. Or and also content for people that are already on your list.
Yeah. Do you help people also with doing like audio versions?
That's something that I'm working towards. I'm actually investigating that right now, because one of my clients right now is he's just getting ready to publish. So we're getting through that first step. And then what we're going to do is we're going to look at translations. And right now he's deciding whether he wants to audio record himself or get a professional reader. So yeah, we're jumping into that next.
Yeah, that's exciting because I love listening to books, especially love when the author reads it. Yeah. You jump into your car, you get to the gym and you just pop that on and you're in another world.
Yes. So Shauna, do you take care of all of the editing and all of that? Because for me, writing a book, that would be the hardest part, would be thinking about editing it and structuring it, because that's something I have zero experience with. Is that something you help your clients with?
That is something right now I am researching to get some really good editors. There's so many ways to edit and there's so many levels of editing. You always want to use a developmental editor. They take a look at your big picture book and they look at things that don't flow well and tell you if you move this section down here, it will flow a lot better, and suggest adding pieces up here because there's a gap. So a developmental editor, once you've got your first messy draft done, that's the first editor you want to talk to. And then there's the copy editor and the line editor. There's up to 3 to 6 kinds of editors, depending on who you talk to. But the developmental editor is, and just to make a point around that, I said messy first draft, is just get the book written. Don't worry about how ugly or messy it is. And get that done first, then you polish it up. It's like when you're throwing clay, you get a little finesse to it and get a little bit of a shape going on, but you do some fine tuning after you get the basic shape.
So I'm assuming you work with people to help them with an outline to get them started, but then flexible outline so that things can be moved.
Definitely. The outline helps you get started. In fact, when I did my first book, I didn't even have an outline. I was just like, I would write, I want to talk about this about time and I want to talk about that. And then I scrambled and put it together after I wrote all the bits and pieces, which wasn't the most elegant way to do it. But if you've got an outline, you can say, I covered that topic, and then you can always rearrange it later. And you'll sometimes feel inspired to write a chapter that's close to the end of what you planned in your book. And that's perfectly fine, because whatever's on your heart at the moment, that inspired writing is what makes it really great.
Yeah, I've heard of inspired writing, but I've also heard people who say, I'm going to commit to writing a certain amount of words per day, and I'm going to do it during this time. They just get their head down, and if the ideas or the inspiration doesn't come, they've still got something on the page.
Yes. That's a great practice because it keeps you going. And sometimes with myself, when I would try to sit down and write, this is planned writing time and I don't know what to do. And sometimes you just start writing. I'm not sure what to write next. I know I need to write about, just dump it out. Just let your brain get flowing and it'll come.
That's awesome. I love the fact that one, you are helping people because you went through the struggle yourself. So you pulled yourself up by your bootstraps and did it, and probably looking back wish you'd hired someone like you to help you do it. So I love the fact that you've been there, you know what it feels like, so you know what your clients are really going through. And then I love the fact that you are using your project management skills for this. We forget how people have so many amazing skills, I like to say, from their past lives, from their past careers, but this is a great way for you to integrate that, because again, most of us, I'm definitely not a project manager type of person. I'm all over the place. So having someone like you to give that value and that support and structure probably makes it just, it would probably feel very supportive and nurturing to me to know that I have someone there doing those things and holding my hand along the way. But I love the fact that on the back end, you really have a plan. Like you are great at managing projects. You're the one calculating how to get it, really get it.
Yeah, I think that's so important. Just having someone right there that's supporting you is priceless.
Yeah, and the accountability, because typically books are not something that have a deadline. It can take you years and years, but if you have somebody who's working through this project with you, like someone like you, then, oh, I'm going to meet with Shauna. I've got to have something to show her.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Shauna, I know that you mentioned that you will have ongoing masterclasses or ongoing summits, I guess I should say. We can put a link for your summits in the show notes, but how else would you like people to get in touch with you?
They can go to my website, Ask Shauna. And what we're planning to do, I don't have it up yet, but the summit will always be yourbookyourmessage.com, and we will have an in-between link there for people that you know, where we don't have the next one scheduled, where they can join a wait list, and that way they'll be notified as soon as we get the next one planned.
Awesome. We appreciate you. And to all the listeners out there, I hope that if you've had a book, you're thinking about a book, definitely reach out to Shauna. It's always worth having a conversation. Even if maybe you're not ready to jump in right this second, have a conversation with her and figure out if maybe it's something you do want to put in your marketing strategy for next year, and then schedule a time to make that happen. But Shauna, thank you so much. This has been amazing. And I know I've learned a lot. And I know Jeannie has, we've talked about writing a book, but we haven't quite got there yet. But that might be something we'll reconsider now that we kind of have you in our pocket, so to speak.
That would be great.
Thanks again, Shauna. It's been lovely to have you. And we've learned so much. And I'm sure the people listening have learned as well. So we will put all your links in the show notes below. So right. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.